I'm going to read a poem about my father now. And I guess the poem is called Phone Call. It's about the speaker of the poem having the phone pressed to his ear and making a long distance phone call and talking to his father. Having a person with a phone to their ear in a poem, I've actually found to be quite a fruitful circumstance. And sort of the poem is about somebody trying to recover from their childhood distortion of the degree to which they've suffered and the degree to which they actually can legitimately blame the most convenient target around, which is usually a parent. So in the poem, the speaker is trying to rethink and readjust his sense of grandiose injustice while talking to his father, who is in fact now an old man. Phone call. Maybe I overdid it when I called my father an enemy of humanity. That might have been a little strongly put. A slight over-exaggeration. An immoderate description of the person who, at that moment, 2,000 miles away, holding the telephone receiver 6 inches from his ear, must have regretted paying for my therapy. What I meant was that my father was an enemy of my humanity. And what I meant behind that was that my father was split into two people, one of them living deep inside of me, like a bad king or an incurable disease, blighting my crops, striking down my herds, poisoning my wells. The other, standing in another time zone, in a kitchen in Wyoming, with bad knees and white hair sprouting from his ears. I don't want to scream forever. I don't want to live without proportion, like some kind of infection from the past. So I have to remember the second father, the one whose TV dinner is getting cold, while he holds the phone in his left hand and stares blankly out the window, where just now the sun is going down and the last fingertips of sunlight are withdrawing from the hills they once touched like a child.